That's because energy exploration can still take place on adjacent private property. If a reserve is tapped, the state could try to recoup some revenue off that drilling. State Department of Natural Resources Director Keith Cray says he decided to take leases on the public land off the market after the family that donated most of the property objected.
It was certainly a very generous gift from the family, and in my opinion, we needed to honor both the spirit and the legal requirements of the deed.
The land for Hartwick Pines near Grayling was donated in 1927. Some of the white pines in the forest are 400 years old and 12 feet in circumference. It's the largest old-growth forest in the Lower Peninsula. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.